Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I am Erin, and in the studio with me this morning, I have Michelle Putz from the Citizens Climate Education Group talking about a movie club event that's coming up. Thanks for coming in, Michelle.
Thanks for having me.
So I guess to start off, but why don't we do a little introduction of the group itself? So
sure.
I feel like I've heard of Citizens Climate Lobby, but this is Citizens Climate Education. Is there a difference?
So Citizens Climate Education is sort of a subset, sort of separate as well. And the idea being that, you know, some people are just interested in learning something. And so that was partially why we decided the chapter Citizens Climate Lobby to put on these movies is just to provide an educational opportunity and kind of that opportunity to get together because COVID has us all so separated.
Yeah.
And so it's a good opportunity to learn something and then to talk about what might happen in the future.
Got it. Okay. And this is going to be a little different than what would, I guess, normal movie clubs. Normal movie clubs are very social in a way that you're all sitting in a room together watching a movie and then talking about it.
Right.
This is going to be more like a book club.
It is. It's very much like a book club. So we talked to the producers of this movie, and they gave us permission to show it for free, which is actually, it's very hard to get new good movies and make them free to the public. And so they allowed us to show it on Vimeo for a couple of weeks. And so people can go to the Vimeo site, watch it for free. And then on the 25th, which is a Thursday, we'll get together at 7 p.m. And then we'll just sort of discuss what people thought about the movie, sort of, you know, concerns that were brought up, concerns it brought up for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then also talking about the future, like how can we try to work on things?
Yeah. Awesome. And that movie is called, it's The Human Element. So what made you choose this movie? And what's the kind of overview of it?
So this is a movie by James Balog. If you've never seen anything by him, you probably have. He's done a lot of photography for National Geographic and other things. He also is the person who has done, what is it called? Extreme Ice something.
Oh, the Extreme Ice Survey?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So he started that.
And okay, so he I knew he had gone the name before.
Yeah, he's gone out to all the glaciers and taken photos as they've, you know, most of them have melted back by miles. And so he's just got some really great photography. I mean, that's one reason we chose it.
Yeah.
Is that the photography in here is amazing. And then it's also really interesting because he kind of takes the four elements, air, earth, fire, you know, those sorts of elements, and talks about how families, like individuals, are being affected by the changes that are going on in our environment and climate change. And so it's just a really well-done movie and, you know, a good one to talk about and to, and he also, it's hopeful as well.
Okay.
And that's always nice when I'm talking about environmental change and climate change.
It can be a lot of doom and gloom, but.
Yeah.
And like you said, this is the whole philosophy behind the Citizens Climate Education Group is the education and the discussion and.
Right. And what's nice about this movie is that it kind of goes into, some things that you might not have thought about, like how is climate change affecting asthma?
Oh, yeah.
You know, something that most people have not really considered. And how could us doing something about climate change actually help people with asthma?
Interesting. Yeah.
So it's a good opportunity for people to see something, see a great movie, see some really great photography, and learn something at the same time.
Yeah, and that sounds really interesting of thinking about these different parts of the effects of climate change, the angles we might not have thought of. Like, as you're saying, like, how does that impact asthmatics?
Right.
And I like that you said it has a positive general spin to it, because, it can be a lot of doom and gloom.
It can.
But
That's really cool. You know, I think that's one of the reasons that I enjoy working with the Citizens Climate Lobby folks is that we're really about trying to find solutions rather than just complaining about it or just, you know, saying, oh, it's a big deal. No, it's a nonpartisan group that is just looking at an economic solution to trying to start to solve climate change.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So for that, you said it's a Vimeo site where this is being available.
Right.
Is there, does the Citizens Climate Education Group, do you have like a Facebook or a website where that link can be found?
You know, honestly, the link is on the KCAW
community calendar. Yeah, it's on the community calendar.
And that's probably the best spot to get it. So the way that you can get the link off of KCAW to watch the movie,
mm-hmm.
and then you also need to get into there to register for being on the discussion group.
Okay.
Because we'll send out a link then to the Zoom meeting to people that register.
Got it. Okay. So that's a one-stop shop link.
Yeah.
You can both sign up for the discussion that'll happen and see the video.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah. So, awesome. Yeah, because, you know, Zoom is an interesting format where you have to be a little bit careful.
Yeah, it's these things we're learning how to explore that we never thought we'd have to.
Right, but it's a kind of a fun way to have a social gathering. And we had folks, I was telling you earlier, we'd love to have this go to other communities mm-hmm. in Southeast Alaska, because we do hope to keep doing this, you know. I think it's the fourth Thursday of the month.
Okay.
But have it go throughout Southeast Alaska. But we actually had someone from Ohio join us on our last call because, you know, you can do that with Zoom.
Yeah, that is the beauty of
that easy.
Doing it online is there's anyone who has internet connection can join in. And that's really, I mean, wow, Ohio. Like, that's like, you'd think maybe like, oh, yeah, maybe in, you know, in Washington State or something, but Midwest, that's an interesting.
Yeah, it just happened to be a connection with somebody else, and they're like, why don't you come? And they're like, sure, why not? So
that's really cool.
The four-hour time difference, a little challenging at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
I'm 11 p.m. Ohio time.
I have a flexible sleep schedule to make that happen. But ideally, I mean, as you said, you're hoping more than just Sitkins, people from all throughout Southeast and Alaska.
Yeah, we'd love to have folks from Yakutat and Port Alexander and the different places mm-hmm. that Sitka, you know, that KCAW reaches out to. That would be really fun.
Yeah. If the Midwesterners want to come, awesome.
Exactly.
Great. But it would be cool to have someone in these local groups.
Yeah.
Because then the discussion is, I mean, you'll have these different angles from different people, you know, these different communities. Like, we're all in Southeast, but they're all very different and unique. To have those different angles, it always makes for a more interesting discussion when you get to think about things you wouldn't otherwise.
And even though Southeast is sort of similar, the effects on different people are interesting mm-hmm. to talk about. And then we also talk about the particular solution that we're interested in. It's a carbon fee and dividend,
mm-hmm.
and it's called the Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act. We sort of talk about what is that, and is it a possibility that we could ever get passage of something, you know, legislation at the federal level.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's really cool. And I guess that goes back to the whole philosophy of the group of climate change is a problem, but it's a workable problem.
It's a workable problem. It's a problem for everyone. It's mm-hmm. not, you know, one side or the other. It's all of us that are being affected, you know, in totally different ways. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's the fisheries or, you know, for some people, we had the landslide here in town.
Yeah.
I mean, there's all sorts of ways that mm-hmm. we're all being affected.
And I guess kind of one of the beauties of this very, you know, the socially distant, weird times that we live in right now is it does allow for things like this to happen where, of course, you're going to have it online and accessible to as many people because that's how everyone's operating. And I guess on the whole, just how the world is operating, everything's kind of slowed down, maybe not come to a halt, but definitely down to first gear. So when you start things back up again, maybe this is a good opportunity to try a different path.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, we also all keep thinking that isn't it great that we're not having to drive to meetings and stuff, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we're using a lot less gas just getting around to do the things that we might like to do. So now we have these opportunities to teach people new different ways that maybe they're going to carry on, mm-hmm. you know, past COVID because they're good for the environment and sometimes they're kind of can be fun.
Yeah, that's very true. There's always some sort of silver lining.
Exactly.
Excellent. All right. Well, we're just about out of time. So the movie, The Human Element, is available on Vimeo free of charge for anyone who wants. And now through the meeting,
right,
which is Thursday, June 25th at 7 p.m.
Yep. And go ahead and register ahead of time so that we can get you, you know, checked off and get you the email that tells you how to get onto Zoom.
Wonderful. And that link to sign up and to watch the movie is on KCAW's website on the community calendar tab.
Yep.
in the
look for movie night, I think.
Yeah, I think it's the climate change movie night, is I believe what it is, but yeah. We'll have it there.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Michelle, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thank you for having me.